The cathedral was peopled with figures of marble, with kings, saints, and bishops. They never burst out laughing in his face. They showed no hatred for Quasimodo. They were too much like him themselves for that. The saints were his friends and blessed him. The monsters were his friends and guarded him. Quasimodo had been born one-eyed, hunchbacked, and lame. Now, as bell ringer of Notre Dame, a new disability afflicted him, for the bells had ruptured his eardrums. He had become completely deaf. Yet it was the bells themselves that he loved most of all in that vast cathedral.